It is the 9th of the 1st, 2012. Back again for another episode of Loveless Players Video Games. We're now on iTunes with very little fanfare or parades, but I thought it would be worth a mention. And like the Zimbabwes do when their dollar wasn't worth anything, my plan to make my podcast more popular is just keep making them, just keep churning them out more and more and more, because it won't decrease the value whatsoever. That's my plan. Anyway, today we're playing WWE 12 on the PlayStation 3. I'm playing Universe Mode, because that's the mode I play. Now, I guess before we start, I should say I play Universe Mode probably a little bit differently to other people. I only play the Remarkable Matches, and if there's no Remarkable Matches, I'll play every match on that show to try and generate some Remarkable Matches. I think the way I've been doing it and who I've had winning matches, the computer hasn't liked. Because I'll be like 3 weeks into a storyline and they'll be like, yeah, this guy's going to win the match. And then the storyline just ends with no payoff whatsoever. But how is that any different to a WWE real storyline? So we're actually in the week leading up to WrestleMania. So I'm hoping... Oh, I also play all title matches at pay-per-views. So I'm hoping that we can get some remarkable matches in the three shows. We've got WCW Monday Night Nitro. We've got Collision, which is our version of Superstars. And then we've got Friday Night Raw to get through. So we're going to go in, start with WCW Monday Night Nitro. We do have one remarkable match. We have a remarkable match between Randy Orton and Ezekiel Jackson. So let's jump in and see what's going on there. Now, the last podcast was really, really quiet, so I'm going to amplify the shit out of myself. If that means there's a... in the background, I do apologize for that. I did also notice that the Star Wars that I was playing actually came through in the background, very quiet but still audible, and that was kind of perfect. So I'm hoping that having the recorder so close to the TV will generate the same effect. Now, while we wait for it to load, oh, there's Randy Orton coming out. Alrighty. I always forget who my champions are, so I view entrances just to make sure it's not some sort of championship match or anything like that. Here comes out Big Zeke. Oh, and he's the $1 million champion. So that has no impact on who I think is going to win this match. But, Andre the Giant has come out to the side of the ring. And he looks like he's on Ezekiel Jackson's side. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play that into my storyline. Andre the Giant provided the distraction, so Ezekiel Jackson is going to win this match. Now, I play on hard mode. It's still not very hard. I just found in legendary mode, the matches go for way too long because the computer is a lot better at reversing it. Still find I win most of the matches. I just find that they just take far too long. And for something like this, where I only like to go for half an hour, and I'm hoping to get through three shows, which... now that I think about it, it's really not going to happen. We're probably only going to get to Collision. So this is probably my favorite WWE game since WWE Here Comes the Pain. I really like the Universe Mode. For me, it adds a level of replayability. Is that how you say it? Replayability? Yeah, to the game that has been lacking... for a long, long time. Because it's like, you know, you play the road to WrestleMania, which, let's be quite honest, is terrible, and then you got nothing to do except make creator wrestlers, and that's only interesting for so long. So this Universe Mode, you know, it's always evolving. You can delete superstars, add new superstars in. You can do whatever you want. I've downloaded a bunch of superstars. So you'll probably hear some names like Andre the Giant. You're like, what? He's not in this game, but he's just a downloaded superstar. So while I beat on Randy Orton with Ezekiel Jackson, which isn't exactly an easy thing to do, I'm pretty sure if I can manage it, it's going to be called a David versus Goliath victory. I'm just going to quickly touch on the horrible week I've had so far. We're only at Monday. So far, my Mac has died. Oh, it hasn't died. Somehow some of the Java framework files have either been corrupted or deleted. I don't know what the hell I did. And I say I did because I know it will be something I did. So I need to get another boot disk and do a fresh install of the operating system and hope that I don't lose my frickin' hundreds and hundreds of gig of legally downloaded, of course, TV shows. Ooh, just slamming Randy now. Then I bought a new $355 graphics card for my computer, and guess what? It is way too fucking big for the box. It requires extra power, all this shit that I don't have. And I'm not computer savvy, so I don't know how to do all that on the cheap. So I'm going to try and take that back on Wednesday, but I have opened it, so I'm not... my fingers aren't crossed there. Maybe they'll give it back as store credit and I can buy a smaller one, who knows. And right now, I can't even look at my computer. Like, I've put my graphics card back in there, and I am computer literate enough to know how to plug it all back in, and I did that successfully. But I can't even look at it right now because that $355, like, I'm not a rich dude. That, it hurts knowing I could have potentially wasted that much money on something that's not going to work. So I'm not even looking at my computer, which is where I normally podcast. So right now I'm podcasting on my woman's laptop, which is a struggle in itself because the other day, well, not the other day, it's like a month ago now, she stood on it and broke the screen. So every piece of technology that could have something wrong with it at the moment that I use to podcast has something wrong with it. And I was thinking, I'm just sitting here going, fuck it, I'm not podcasting. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to, because if I don't do it now, I'm never going to turn on my computers again, and I'm going to die a reclusive old man. Okay, that could be a bit of an exaggeration, but that's what we do on Loveless Players Video Games. We exaggerate. So, I'm still fighting Randy Orton. I didn't get to lay my signature on him, and because he's such a high-level superstar, I don't think I'm going to be able to tap him out with the torture rack just yet. So, I'm just trying to hit him with some big slams. He, of course, is freaking only letting me hit every fifth one. He's, what's that word? Reversing. Yes, he's reversing everything. I have found the reversing cues are kind of broken on this game. If you actually want to successfully reverse moves, you need to press the button before the move starts, and the prompt comes up after the move starts. So I just put him up in the, I just put Randy up in the torture rack, and I was wrong. He was damaged enough. He tapped out. So we're just gonna skip through 7 minutes. You know, one match down. We're getting there. We're getting there. All right. So let's see if we get a video at the end. Ooh, we do. And this is why we play, to see the interesting videos. Oh, look at this. Andre the Giant is bringing in a chair, giving the chair to Ezekiel Jackson. And, oh, Arn Anderson has jumped into the ring and is clearing house. That's correct. Arn Anderson managed to clean the ring of Andre the Giant and Ezekiel Jackson with a chair. So, you know, points for reality. And that's part of the thing I love about this game so much. It's just ridiculous because that would never happen. Ooh, it looks like we might have a news update. We do. Ezekiel Jackson defeated Randy Orton in what was a David and Goliath victory. As I had. Ooh, my door's being closed on me. My woman doesn't want to hear me. Screw that bitch. That's what I say. Oh, apparently I don't want to hear the toilet in the background. And she does have explosive diarrhea, so she's not wrong. So, alright, let's load up Collision. The thing that kills me about this game is the saving time and the loading time. And yeah, we're definitely not getting to WrestleMania because I have 3 matches here on Collision and not one of them is a, what's it called, a remarkable match. So we're going to have to go through one at a time. So the first match we'll be playing is Arn Anderson versus The Big Show. Kind of a giant thing. He's the giant slayer, some would say. Slaying giants. So, with this, I haven't tried the online. I'm kind of wary of online in fighting games. I always find it always lags, and it never lags in my favor. SmackDown vs. Raw 2010, I tried online. I remember it was lagging to the point where someone was playing as Jeff Hardy. They got me on the ground, and they just started hitting aerial move after aerial move after aerial move on me. And because it was lagging so bad, I couldn't reverse it. And that kind of turned me off it completely. And then there was the UFC game, which I really, really liked, but again, online it always lagged, and I guess the people I was playing against persevered and dealt with it better than I did, because I only got through a few matches, and I was just like, you know what, I can't be bothered learning how to play when this shit is lagging that bad. I just sat back for a minute, and I was like, I'm just going to relax, and I was like, wait, I can't relax, I need to talk for another 20 minutes. Now, some of the cool things that have happened in my universe, I shouldn't say some of the cool things, I'm playing as Big Show here, by the way, I have no interest in seeing Arn Anderson involved in anything. I don't even know why I have him in here. No, I do, because I put him in a new, what was that faction? Triple H, Batista, Evolution, that's what I meant, a new Evolution. It had Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Cody Rhodes, and Ted DiBiase in it. I don't know why I called it Evolution. I probably should have called it, like, Fortune or The Horseman. No, I called it The Horseman. I can't remember what I called it. I'm on drugs. Ignore me. Well, don't ignore me, because then you'll turn it off, and I'll be sad. But just ignore me right now, because I'm confused. So I'm bashing up Arn Anderson. Bashing up. What a bogan way to say it. I'm thinking about putting him through a table. The announce table. Just because it's fun. You know what I never understood? Why can you get disqualified for picking up a chair that is at ringside, but if you put someone through the announce table, which is also at ringside, you don't get disqualified? It makes no sense to me whatsoever. I don't know. WWE is weird like that. You get, like... And then, yeah, I never understood that. You find someone like... TNA was the best example of this. Abyss is on the floor, on fire, and there's a lighter in the ring next to the wrestler he was facing. I can't remember who it was. The ref sees all this and doesn't disqualify him. It's like, ref, he's on fire. There's a lighter on the ground. He didn't set himself on fire. Why don't you just disqualify the only other person that could have set him on fire? Just silly. It's just silly. So I'm beating the crap out of Arn Anderson and thoroughly enjoying it, because who doesn't like beating up old men? That's a weird thing to say. I don't know why I said that. So I just hit a signature on him. Hitting the choke slam on him now. We'll probably only get a 2 on this one. 1, 2... 3, no, crushed him, destroyed him. We may make WrestleMania yet! Oh, exciting news. See, I don't have as much to say... Hold on a second, just taking off my hat. I don't have as much to say about this game as I had to say about Star Wars, because I've been playing this game for, like, a couple of months now. Oh, I never said what the cool thing that was that happened. I got distracted by Arn Anderson. I should change the name of this podcast. It shouldn't be Loveless Plays Video Games. It should be... Loveless gets confused constantly and forgets what he's talking about and rambles a lot. So the cool thing that happened is I downloaded a Hulk Hogan and I downloaded a Macho Man. I know Macho Man is going to be like THQ downloadable content, but that is in the future and this is now, and I can't live without my Macho Man. Rest in peace. So I put them in a tag team called the Mega Powers because I'm an old school wrestling mark. And then Stone Cold got the option to join the Mega Powers without me doing anything. Macho Man tagged with him once, and it was like, Macho Man and Stone Cold are now friends and have formed a team. Would you like to do this? And I was like, yes. It's like, Stone Cold has joined the Mega Powers. So now all I have to do is somehow get Triple H to also join the Mega Powers, and then I can change their name from the Mega Powers to the Mega Trip, and it will be the best faction ever. It will be the Mega Powers plus the Power Trip. And there's no other faction that could ever be better than them or beat them. And then I have to take on the slow task of putting every single title on them. Which is, when you don't mess with matches, is really difficult to do. So this match we've got CM Punk, who doesn't have a title on my show. I don't know how I feel about CM Punk. I don't really like how the character's portrayed on TV. But I am interested to see how the actual best in the world, Chris Jericho... goes up against CM Punk. It should be a good feud. Oh, so it's CM Punk versus RVD, and I cannot stand RVD. I think he's an arrogant cocksucker. That's right, I said it. I said cocksucker. I can say big words because I have a microphone hanging off the side of my ear in front of my face. So I'm going to play as CM Punk in this match and hope to destroy RVD immediately. I do like this creative version of RVD, though, because you look at him and his midriff is, like, smaller than a woman's. And RVD has never had a small stomach. Like, he's always carried a bit of a gut. I'm not saying I'm fitter than RVD. That's lunacy. But I'm just saying it for what it is. He's always had, like, kind of a thick stomach. And this one here, the one that they've created, they've given him, like, the female hourglass figure. And it looks stupid. And I don't like RVD, so I'm a big fan of him looking stupid. Fucking RVD. I don't really like ECW at all. I didn't like any of that shit. I was a big WCW boy. I love Eric Bischoff. If someone has... I haven't seen it yet. I only look at the What's Hot for Superstars, and I look at that every, I don't know, week or so. If an Eric Bischoff gets into the What's Hot, you know I am downloading that shit. And I am going to persevere, and every time he gets booked, I'm going to fight the match and make sure he becomes a 5-time champion. I want him to have every single belt. I want him to be the tag team champions by himself. I'm going to find him. I'm going to download him. I'm going to duplicate him so I have 2 Eric Bischoffs. I'm going to make him the tag team champions on both shows. That's what I'm going to do because I'm a badass. So is Eric Bischoff. Or EB, as we call him. Because me and him are on talking terms. That's not a lie. That is a lie, actually. I don't know why I said that's not a lie. I was thinking that's a lie. Then I said that's not a lie, because I want to sound cool for you guys. Speaking of sounding cool, someone that I am, who I have talked to, I've spoken with Kurt Angle on the phone. That was pretty cool. He's in my universe as well. I believe he's the World Heavyweight Champion at the moment. I decided in the World Heavyweight title match, I decided to play as him because I have spoken with him before. He's a very cool dude. He may have possibly been drinking when I did my interview with him, but I'm cool with that. I'm Australian. You know, I have nothing wrong with someone having a afternoon drink, except I was talking to him at night, which means he would have had to have been drinking in the morning. So, yeah. Unless he was also in Australia. It's possible. I don't know. I don't really look into things before I say them. I just say them and hope I don't get sued. But because no one listens to my podcast, the odds of me getting sued are very, very, very low. Just like the odds of me making WrestleMania, because I just looked over and I saw that we're already at 17 and a half minutes. And I still have to beat RVD, who has been given ridiculously high stats because whoever made him is a fanboy douchebag who thinks he has a fucking female hourglass figure. And CM Punk is one of the highest rated guys on this game, and RVD is still managing to get up after every single fucking move. He's even taking it to me a bit. This is no Arn Anderson Big Show match. Yeah. That's going to be your new thing at work. That's what you're going to say now. You're going to be like, well, this is no Arn Anderson Big Show match. Oh, now they think I blew a kiss at them because the woman came in and tried to kiss me and stuff. She's a creep. Trying to molest me while I'm talking to my friends. That's right, these people are my friends, don't judge me. Oh, I just jumped off to the side of the ring, and yeah, it didn't go too well for me. I landed on the concrete, and now RVD is kicking my ass. He just kicked me in the skull. That's not cool. So Jericho's return, kind of epic. I don't have Foxtel at the moment, which is what you need if you want to watch wrestling in Australia. So I watched it on YouTube. I really like what he did. Like, it was incredibly lame. It was probably one of the lamest things I've ever seen. But, like, that was the point of it. He came out to such a crowd reaction. He had to do... Like, he could have sat there and he could have called them all troglodytes and said all this shit. But the problem with that is... You go... Oh, fuck! Go to sleep reverse, which means RVD now has a finisher. If RVD beats me, I'm going to be real upset. Like, he could have come out and called people troglodytes and shit talk them and everything like that, but the problem is his gimmick of doing that has been stolen. Like, CM Punk did it when he was a heel, The Miz does it, like every heel now, they come out, they yell, and they pay out the crowd using big words and saying the crowd's dumb. Now, they've always said the crowd's dumb, but the fact that The Miz, who I really like, called the crowds troglodytes, that was just ridiculous. That's clearly a Chris Jericho word. So he could have come out and done that, but you know, your little freaking John Cena Jimmy's. They would have just seen him as coming out and ripping off The Miz. The people that like Chris Jericho, I won, by the way. The people that like Chris Jericho would have got a kick out of it because that's why we like Chris Jericho. So we had to come out there and do something just so completely out of character and just horribly tacky that people just had to sit there and go, what the fuck are you doing? And it worked. It worked. That crowd turned to booze very quickly. Ooh, after beating RVD, I'm getting a movie. So this could be the start of a remarkable storyline. Brock Lesnar has come out and he has ejected RVD from the ring, and you don't know how happy I am about that. I wish they could eject RVD from life. That's a bit harsh. I shouldn't say that. Alrighty. So that could be the start of a remarkable match. Brock Lesnar coming back to WWE. I mean, I guess that's what everyone's saying. It's very interesting. I actually watched the fight, streamed the fight live. Because, again, I don't have Foxtel, so I can't get it on pay-per-view, so I got to stream that shit. Watched him get his ass kicked by Alistair Overeem. And I don't want to be one of those douchebags and be like, oh, I knew that was going to happen. But having conversations with the guys at work, I had picked Overeem to win from the start. Just because he's just a mountain of a man. He's just a beast. And when Brock took that first knee, I think everyone there, everyone watching, Joe Rogan, is it Mike Goldberg? I think it's Mike Goldberg. Everyone knew that fight, it was over. Brock could not win at that state. So now we've got Sabu versus Chris Sabin. Now they're both created characters, so now we have to sit here and wait for it to load for 5 minutes, which means we're definitely not getting to WrestleMania. Depressed. But yeah, Brock Lesnar. I figure everyone sees him coming back to WWE. It makes sense to me. I mean, I don't know if he'll come back as a full-time guy, because he seems to like to fall back on that, oh, my illness, my sickness thing. And who's going to want to be on a full-time WWE thing when you're missing half your colon or whatever it is he's missing? But I can see him coming back for a match with Taker. I can almost see it making sense too making sense for him to beat the streak. I've always thought that someone beating the streak should just be some young buck, and they should use that to elevate him. Because if you've beat The Undertaker's WrestleMania streak, like, you don't need a championship to be elevated to that main event level. Well, not main event level, but I mean, like, that legend status. The fact that you can be introduced as the person that ended The Undertaker's WrestleMania streak, that's better than any title you'll ever be able to win. That's what I've always thought they should do with the streak, but I've stopped. I'm playing as Chris Sabin, by the way, because Sabu's another ECW douchebag. I've always thought that's what they should do with the streak, but I've stopped assuming WWE are going to do what I think they should do, because even though I think it's right, they clearly don't. Does that mean I'm right or they're right? Look, they get paid to do it, so they're probably right. I just know as a fan what I'd like to see them do. But I can see it making sense to have Brock Lesnar come in and beat Taker. Like, Taker's an MMA guy now. He wears his MMA gloves and he does his little MMA moves and things like that. So I can see putting those two against each other. It's just, I hope they don't do something horribly tacky like put them together at WrestleMania in a UFC match. Well, not a UFC match, I should just say a mixed martial arts match. And then have Brock Lesnar win that, but it doesn't count because it wasn't a wrestling match. Actually, you know what? Now that I've said that, that's totally what they're doing. That's horrifying. A scripted mixed martial arts match. Is there anything... Can you think of anything worse than that? Like, I know they do some good scripted MMA fights in, like, movies, and now MMA movies are actually starting to get pretty good. I still need to see Warrior with my man Kurt Angle in it. But that's, you know, you can take and they can change the camera angles to make that shit look cool, but I don't see that working in a main event WrestleMania. No, that can't work. They can't do it. Can they? They're going to do it. I hope they don't. It'd really upset me if they did that. So So Chris Sabin's not particularly good. He is one half of the WWE Tag Team Champions, but Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley, they weren't given a whole bunch of points by their creator, and Sabu was, so I'm actually having a really hard time with this match. I think the other problem I have with this match is when both the characters are created and they're not really characters you care all that much about, it's hard to play. It's just kind of boring. It's like, I don't know. Think of two wrestlers that you really just don't care about. And then think about watching a wrestling match between them. It would be boring as batshit, right? Well, now think about being one of those two people you don't care about and having to try and win the match. That's got to be even worse, because you honestly couldn't give a shit who wins the match. Okay, hit Sabu with my finisher, which is a spinning armbar, which, to be honest, I've never seen him do. Him being Chris Sabin. That's another problem I have, too. I don't know what Chris Sabin's finisher is. Is it something off the top rope? Does anyone know Chris Sabin? Can anyone answer this posthumously? Okay, it looks like his finisher's in the corner, but that doesn't matter, because Sabu reversed it. So now I'm going to take Sabu's finisher like the bitch I am. I don't know. I don't feel... Even though this one's going to be louder and people are actually going to be hear what I'm saying, I preferred the Star Wars podcast to this one. I think it's because I'm in, I'm so upset about the whole, the computer thing right now. It just really bugs me. I was going to get on and play some Star Wars tonight because I'm pretty close to hitting level 50. But I was like, I can't even look at it right now. It just makes me so upset. I even got in there. I have these knives that they were sold to me as the guy selling them demonstrated their cutting strength by cutting through a hammer. So I was like, yeah, you know, I could use a knife that's cut through a hammer. So I've even gone in there and I've cut up the back of my computer, the back part of the casing. I've cut some areas out so the graphics card, it slides in there better. And it's closer to being... I still need to go do some more on it. It's closer to being able to slide in better. But I still need, to find get another power supply that has extra plugs or something. I just don't know. I'm not good enough at computers to know what I need to do. It's probably only, a $5 fix. I need to buy, a $5 plug to get it fixed. But because I don't know, I'm going to, continue to just cut up my computer. I'm accidentally going to cut one of the wires, and then not only will my Mac be dead, but my PC will be dead as well. And then, let's be honest, it's the 21st century. If both my computers are dead, I don't have enough money to fix them, so I'll probably kill myself. And you may think that's me trivializing life and death situations, but I don't know, there's not much you can do in the 21st century without a computer. I guess I could go to the gym. I just signed up for a new gym. My girlfriend wants me to take her and show her how to get in shape. Apparently, it hasn't clicked to her the fact that after going to the gym with a personal trainer for a year and the fact that I'm still not in shape, I'm probably not the best person to teach someone else how to get into shape. But, God bless her. She tries. I'll get her doing squats. I'm going to look on the internet at, certain exercises that increase, the bust and AS area. So, if I can do that, it'll all be worth it. All right. My throat's getting a bit sore. That's why we only go for half an hour. So I hit Sabu with my signature move again, and it's a submission move, but this time I was able to fill less of the submission bar, which makes no sense because I've been kicking the shit out of him for ages now. Oops, slice bread number two. Pin him. One. Two. Oh, only a two count. See, this is it. This has got to be the most boring match that I've had to do so far because they're two people that I couldn't care less about. I'm just trying to think if there's any other bullshit I can talk to you guys. I do like this podcast because I get to play video games and feel like I'm doing something at the same time, and I'm not doing anything. I'm just rambling with a microphone turned on, and who wants to hear someone ramble with a microphone turned on? But I can trick myself because I upload it to iTunes. I can be like, well, it's on iTunes, that's pretty impressive.
I can tell all my friends. I can be like, "Oh, I've got a podcast. It's on iTunes. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?"
I'm all tied up in the ropes. I'm almost certain I'm losing this match at this stage. Sabu has another finisher. I think his finisher is a fucking camel clutch. Yeah, I'm done. He's locked in the camel clutch again. It's really hard. I've noticed it's really, really hard to get... Oh, no, I managed to get out. To get the breaking point, if it's in the breaking, it's really easy to get down. But if it's in the point, I find it's really, really difficult to get down, and I generally tap out most of the time. We've gone over the 30-minute mark, and that's not even with the intro in, so... Just got to finish this match. A-S-A motherfucking P. I'm doing, like, lots of monkey flips and things like that, which... You look at the... Oh, wow, he's pinning me. Oh, now I'm pinning him. Oh! Chris Sabin wins! Yay! Let me just see if we've got a cool movie at the end. Oh, we get a cool movie at the end. Ahoy! Oh, Mark Henry and... Is it Layla? Who's the chick that teamed up with Michelle McCool? Was that Layla? I think it was. Okay, so Layla, Chris Sabin, and Mark Henry are now beating up Sabu with a chair. This makes less sense than an Immaculate Conception. Yeah, it's an awkward silence. You remember, have you ever just thrown a line out there and you'd be like, yeah, this is really funny, I'm going to say this. Bitches will love it, they'll go wild. And then it just, you hear it, you hear yourself say it, and you're like, ooh, why did I say that? Yeah, that just happened. So that was Loveless Playing Video Games, WWE PlayStation 3 Edition. I don't really feel like I sold the game very well, but I really do enjoy the game. I'm just probably not in a good podcasting mood. But on that note, just hold down the button, turn off system, and the PlayStation is off, and so am I. Goodbye, people.